the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. We are your place for conservative news and conversation. Wow, we've got a lot going on today, and I want to get right to it. So, Mrs. Bill Clinton has a brand new book out. By the way, does she know the book cover of Hillary's new book? I'm not sure what they've done, if she had some work done, or if this took a team of surgical makeup artists to get all the wrinkles out, but. Is it just me, or does she look like one of those creatures in, like, Lord of the Rings or something? Like one of those ghost-like creatures. Very odd look that she's got. Anyway, Hillary Clinton's got a new book out, and I'm not here to talk about her face, but I am here to talk about her policies. And last night on MSDNC, was she with Rachel Maddow or Chris Hayes? I get those two mixed up. They're like twins. By the way, have you noticed, I don't think you ever see them on the same panels together. So I don't know. Maybe there could be a little bit of a switcheroo going on. I don't know. Anyway, Hillary Clinton on with Mr. Maddow, and she was attacking Donald Trump. Now, look, we are now entering a very dangerous phase of American history. And I want to set this audio up for you. By taking a look at what's happened just over the past 36 hours since Donald Trump was nearly taken out again by an attempted assassin, who, by the way, happens to be a white dude for Harris, a white dude for Kamala. He is a Harris supporter, this guy. And I don't want you to forget that. Ryan Wesley Routh is a Harris supporter, a Kamala dude, a white dude for Kamala. So anyway, instead of the media stepping back and having a time of personal reflection, they're now doubling down. MSNBC is literally accusing Trump of being responsible for getting killed. They're blaming Trump for all of this. The media has basically poured gasoline on their anti-Trump fires. And so Hillary is out there and she is attacking Donald Trump just the day after he was nearly killed. And she's saying that this man is the greatest threat to America and to the world. Now, you need to understand this, folks. And a lot of people are wondering, and I was getting a lot of messages on social media last night. People were saying, Todd, where is all this coming from? This hate, this vitriol. Well, it's coming from several places. First of all, it's coming from the military-industrial complex in this nation, and they can only survive when there is conflict in the world. And Donald Trump was the only president in modern American history, even Ronald Reagan. I'm talking about the only president in modern American history that did not get us involved in a shooting war. And the military-industrial complex, the people who make the weapons and the weaponry, the Pentagon, they are enraged at Donald Trump because Trump is a man of peace, right? That's, and again, what have we been telling you since we started this program years ago, back when I was in New York City at Fox News? Every time the Democrats accuse a Republican of doing something, they themselves are actually guilty of the crime. Keep in mind, it was the Democrats who got us involved in wars. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump kept us out of wars, and they got a big problem with that. So that's one section, and that's a very powerful section of people. The other is the shadow government operating within the deep state, and they are terrified because they know that he has the power to come in and dismantle them. And that's one of the reasons why we had a number of lawmakers on the show yesterday. Last night, Lauren Boebert on my Newsmax show, and we had another congressman on the Newsmax show. All of them are now saying, number one, they don't trust the Secret Service to protect Trump. Number two, they believe that Donald Trump should go out there and hire his own private security teams. Number three, they believe that there may very well be a mole inside the Department of Homeland Security who leaked President Trump's whereabouts on Sunday. That's the only logical explanation. Now, if I were Donald Trump, here's what I would do. And Donald Trump knows exactly who knew that he was going to be out on that golf course. He knew. It is a very small group of people. And I'd be looking at those folks, too. I'd be looking at everybody who knew that he was going to be out on that golf course. In my mind, they're all suspects. So these are the people that want Trump out. And, of course, the Democrats. And the Democrats are, and they sort of dabble in both of these worlds. So Hillary Clinton is out there on MSDNC last night. And she is going off on Donald Trump. Cut number eight, please.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist Harry Evans, you know, one time said that, you know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump. His demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
All right, there you go. So that's Hillary Clinton, less than 24 hours after the assassination attempt, calling Trump the most dangerous man on the planet. But the reality is it's the Democrats who have brought us to the brink of World War III. It's the actual Democrats who have caused, and their foreign policy, their feckless foreign policy that have led to great unrest, not just between Ukraine and Russia, but you've got Iran, you have Israel, you've got Hezbollah, the whole lot of them. It's unbelievable how dangerous the Democrats have made this country. And there is a very good chance, ladies and gentlemen, and hear me on this, there's a very good chance we could be in a shooting war between now and Election Day, because right now the Democrats have... They know that Kamala Harris is doomed, that there's nothing they can do. So we're either going to have some sort of a big event here, or there's going to be some sort of an incident that drags us into the war, or Joe Biden decides to resign and she becomes the president. Now, you say that's ludicrous. All right. Well, yesterday, last night at the press conference, the acting U.S. Secret Service director actually hinted that there could be something else about to happen. Cut number 10.
But the long and short of it is this. Coming out of Butler, I have ordered a paradigm shift. The Secret Service's protective methodologies work, and they are sound. And we saw that yesterday. But the way we are positioned right now in this dynamic threat environment, it has given me guidance to say, you know what? We need to look at what our protective methodology is. We need to get out of a reactive model and get to a readiness model. There could be another geopolitical event that could put the United States into a kinetic conflict or some other issue that may result in additional responsibilities and protectees of the United States Secret Service. And so we are working. We are making information available to all of our partners. And I just want to say that the commitment of Congress to the Secret Service throughout the years has been tremendous. And we will continue to work with them and Secretary Mayorkas.
All right, enough of that. Stop, please. Thank you. So the nugget there is there could be another geopolitical event that could put the United States into a kinetic conflict or some other issue. Now, I don't think this guy misspoke. Maybe he said the quiet part out loud here, but what he's telling us is there is going to be another geopolitical event. If I were Donald Trump, I would say, you know what, Secret Service, you're done here. We're going to go out. We're going to hire our own people. That's what I would. If I were the president, that's exactly what I'd do, because I don't trust any of them. At this point, how can you? And how do you know who to trust? That's the broader question. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. What would you do if you were Donald Trump here? And by the way, it's not just Trump. It is his entire family, his son at NYU at college, his wife, the other children, the grandkids. Everybody's in jeopardy now because of the rhetoric coming from people like Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, Hillary went on in this interview. She's very upset with you people out there and all of you folks on social media. And she actually says that you people out there that are posting things she disagrees with, that you people need to go to jail. Cut number nine.
And boosting Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
All right, there you go. So Hillary Clinton now says that she wants to jail Americans who post things on social media platforms that she disagrees with. She's accusing all of you folks of posting propaganda or misinformation. And ladies and gentlemen, this is nothing more than a crackdown on freedom of speech. That's what this is. She wants all of you folks out there to be scared. Look, you guys, thanks to Elon Musk, you guys have turned X into a free speech forum. It's a free-for-all over there, right? But it's a free speech forum. And Hillary Clinton now wants you to be afraid. She wants you to be afraid that if you write something offensive or if you write something against Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton, that there could be a knock on your door and it could be the FBI. You say that's ludicrous. That's outrageous. No. No, it's not. As a matter of fact, it's already happening in America. Look at how many people have already received visits from the FBI, law-abiding gun owners, moms and dads who have raised issues at their local school board. What about the pro-lifers who have been victims of guns-drawn pre-dawn raids at their homes? What about the FBI going in and arresting sweet grandmothers for the crime of praying or singing a hymn outside of an abortion clinic? The FBI is on the warpath. They have been completely weaponized against the American people. And I want to play some audio here. This is the FBI visiting a guy's house. This guy wrote something on social media, and I don't know what it was, but it offended the FBI, and they paid this guy a visit. And I want you to listen to how this guy handles the FBI when they come a knocking at his door and walking onto his private property. Cut number seven.
Yeah.
How are you?
Who are you?
I'm Agent O'Donnell with the FBI.
Can you give your full name, please?
I'm Agent O'Donnell with the FBI.
Is that sufficient to identify? Is there only one O'Donnell affiliated with the FBI?
In New Hampshire, yes.
Could you please state your full name, sir?
Could you please stop recording?
No. It's First Amendment right. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Could you stop recording?
Absolutely not. You can show me your name and identification, or I'm going to go back inside my house.
Okay. I don't really want to broadcast my...
Oh, this is going out right after you guys walk away.
So that's why I'm not going to...
So you can show me your name or ID, you can walk away.
Which one?
I'm not going to talk to people who claim to be federal agents unless they can show me identification.
You see our badges.
I need to see... Is your full name on that badge?
No.
I'd like to see something with your full name or I'm not going to talk to you.
For you not to broadcast it.
This will be going online as soon as you walk away.
Well, all I want to do is talk to you about a post that was made and if you happen to be the one that made it.
I want to talk to you about you guys coming here. Say you make a salary of, I don't know what, low 100K? You guys making six figures? Factor in 50% expenses, overhead, maybe 100% expenses. I'm talking about burning a couple $100 an hour just here, let alone all the time you guys are spending to investigate something that you know is not against the law, right? Like, so you're familiar with... So then why would you come?
Because we wanted to make sure that there weren't any...
No, you're coming because you're part of a regime that does this kind of thing when you know laws aren't being broken. And that's an embarrassment, man. Didn't you guys read the Constitution? Do you not believe in America? Sir, like, how do you do your jobs and go home?
We appreciate it.
You're walking away. Because nothing we did is against the law, and you guys are f***ed that try to act like bullies. And I hope you go home and are embarrassed. You can't even say your name on camera because you know that what you're doing is embarrassing. You know Americans that believe in the Constitution think you're laughable. You go home and you think about what you did today. Go home and think about it, you cowards.
Wow. Thank you. You know, this is the way you treat the FBI when they show up at your home. All right. So this just happened yesterday. And this guy, he did the right thing. And what did he do? He went out there and he started filming the FBI. As soon as they pulled up, he started filming. And that's what you need to do. Now, my recommendation is don't talk to him at all. Just, and again, get, put it all on camera because you cannot trust the FBI, ladies and gentlemen. Hear me on this. You cannot trust the FBI. Don't even say howdy do. And I appreciate the fact that this guy engaged with him, and I'd probably do the same thing if they showed up here. But let me caution you, the FBI can use anything against you. So the best thing to do is make sure everything is videoed. Make sure that you tell them you're not talking. They need to talk to your attorney. If they've got something to say to you, they can say it to your attorney. And this guy was, and by the way, the jig was up when he realized, you know, and again, the FBI realized, number one, this guy's playing hardball. This guy understands his rights. And he did nothing wrong. But this is what's happening right now across America, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI, instead of going out there and tracking down these people that are trying to kill Donald Trump, they're going out there harassing law-abiding conservatives that are writing stuff they disagree with on social media. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Have you heard about Dinesh D'Souza's new movie? It's based on his book by the same name, Vindicating Trump. Now, the movie is a searching examination about the real reasons why the left and the Democrats hate Donald Trump so much. They call him a tyrannical dictator, but in truth, it's the American government's authoritarian regime that's afraid that Trump will dethrone them once again. As a charismatic leader, he mobilizes the people. He gets things done, and they don't like it. That's why they're trying to get rid of him, to throw him in jail using lawsuits and indictments and even an assassination attempt on his life. Vindicating Trump reveals Donald Trump as the one man who can defeat the tyranny of the left, and that's why we need his leadership now more than ever. Don't miss Dinesh D'Souza's unqualified defense of Trump, Vindicating Trump, in theaters nationwide starting Friday, September 27th. Make your plans now and get your tickets online, VindicatingTrump.com. That's VindicatingTrump.com. All right, welcome back. By the way, I have a question for Mrs. Bill Clinton. Hillary Rodham, I have a question for you, madam. So, by the way, and just in case you think this is all a load of hooey about Hillary, and it's just she's talking out the her rather ample wazoo, no, this has nothing to do with that. Right now in the UK, the British are literally arresting people for things they write on social media. A couple of guys already serving 30-month prison sentences. Also, UK authorities are threatening to extradite Americans who have posted offensive messages. I think one of the guys wanted to extradite Elon Musk. So, I mean, if the British want to have another tussle with the Americans, okay, bring it on, redcoats. But anyway, I'm just curious here. If they're going to impose this kind of a crackdown, they're going to have to throw in a statute of limitations. Otherwise, Hillary could go to jail for the Russian collusion propaganda misinformation, and her husband, William Jefferson Clinton, could go to jail for desecrating the Oval Office with that intern. Hashtag blue dress. Hashtag cigar. All right. Got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25, and the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. A little bit of breaking news out of the Middle East, and this is like straight out of a James Bond movie. This is amazing. Look, if you got to go watch the video over on ToddStearns.com, we actually have video of one of these attacks, and this is brilliant. My hat is off to the Israelis. Well done, Israel. And if you want to title this segment, you could call it Boom Goes the Terrorist. So here's what happened. So there was a massive, massive and well-coordinated explosion of pagers across Lebanon and Syria. Now, the story is that a number of pagers belonging to members of Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization, these pagers just spontaneously exploded at the same time. It's brilliant. They're saying almost 3,000 terrorists were severely injured in the attacks, and at least 8 people have died. Wow, they're going to have to round up a lot of vegans for the afterlife. Oh, I'm sorry, virgins. My apologies. Got to get my eyes checked. So here's the deal. This is just great. Again, it's like James Bond. First of all, before we get into this, may I just ask a question here? And Dylan, I mean, you're a techno wizard here. Are people still using pagers?
I'll be honest with you. I forgot what a pager was when you mentioned what I'm guessing it's like a phone.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like a little device, and it buzzes when somebody and they send you a message. It was like, call this number or something. So it's not like a smartphone. It predates the smartphones going back back into the 90s, I think.
Yeah, for sure nobody's using those.
Yeah, except for the Hezbollah terrorists.
Well, yeah, of course.
They got to get up with the times.
They need the iOS 16 update.
Maybe that's what did it. It was really a hack. They had to upgrade. As soon as the upgrade finished, boom. So according to some reports, the pagers that exploded in Lebanon were gold Apollo AP900 or AR924. So any of you people, does anybody out there, I am curious now, does anybody actually still use a pager? It's not exactly known how Israel managed to pull this off, but God love them. You don't want to mess around with the Israelis. So according to one theory, the pagers may have actually been hacked before they were distributed to Hezbollah. According to the Associated Press, the explosions were likely caused by lithium batteries that powered the pagers, those blasted lithium batteries. I don't know if you've ever been out there and your phone just all of a sudden starts getting warm. You get a little nervous here, folks. Anyway, so the lithium batteries, they can catch fire when they overheat. And so the theory is that these devices, the pagers, were loaded with malware that caused the batteries to overheat. And one theory is that all of a sudden, all of the pagers got just hundreds and hundreds of messages at the same time, causing the lithium batteries to heat up, causing the explosion. And now a bunch of Hezbollah terrorists are lounging by the lake of fire. So far, the blast has injured nearly 3,000 people. At least 8 people were killed. And we have the video. One guy was shopping in the produce section of whatever market they have there, Abdul's Kroger. And all of a sudden, the guy just, his pants explode. You know, what's also interesting about this is that a number of these Hezbollah members will no longer be able to procreate because their Ahmeds got blown off. That's going to leave a mark. So we'll keep you updated on this. It is a breaking news story, and people are just, I think a lot of people are just in shock at that Israel pulled something like this off. I mean, this was, you know, this was a lot easier than having to go to war with somebody. You just, you know, send them an email message and boom, boom goes the terrorist. I love it. Well done, Israel. All right, 901-260-5926. We're going to be getting to your calls here. And what we're going to try to do here, folks, moving forward, get to the calls in the last, say, 20 minutes of the hour. So if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your calls, no doubt about that. I want to share some intel with you out of Nevada. And I know there are some people out there that are just getting really worried about the election. Folks, I am not worried. I'm feeling pretty darn good about things. CBS News sent a reporterette to the beautiful state of Nevada, and their job was to hunt down Trump's, or rather Kamala Harris supporters. And she went to a county in Nevada, and here's what the CBS reporterette found. Cut 11.
What issue is most important to you?
I'm extremely concerned about the border.
Illegals, they gotta go.
People are coming here seeking asylum.
Baloney. They're coming here for the freebies.
When people talk about immigration, they're thinking we're saying we don't want immigrants of any kind, and that's not what people are saying. People are saying that there are people who have come here legally. Why do they get pushed aside to allow people who have not even worked one day in our country, have not paid into the system?
I took my brisket and mac and cheese with me to catch Ken Lasker with a to-go order.
How closely are you watching this election?
Oh, very closely.
He was the only Harris supporter we met at lunch, even though Washoe County has historically been pretty politically split.
Yeah, there you go. She only found one Harris supporter there in Washoe County at the diner. The reporterette went back onto CBS and reiterated that point. Cut number 12.
We had so much fun. But what was really incredible is in every single restaurant of the people willing to talk to us, we could only find one Harris supporter in every restaurant. And we left no stone unturned. I approached every single person.
And she couldn't find anybody. So I'm just curious, and we're going to do an informal survey here. When you're driving around your town, are you seeing more Trump signs or more Kamala signs around your neighborhood? And the Trump campaign, they're being pretty methodical and being careful with their advertising dollars, and it looks to me like the team Trump has decided they're going to be spending most of their advertising budget on social medias, on TikTok, on Instagram. But I'm just curious, folks, are you finding any Kamala Harris supporters in your communities? Are you seeing the signs? Are you seeing the banners? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on that. By the way, don't forget tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. We've got a great show lined up. You're going to have a wonderful time. Congressman David Kustoff among our many special guests on today's show. And you can watch that on so many different platforms. ToddStearns.com. We have all the information there. You know, we talk a lot about this on this program, about supporting people that support our values. Our good buddy Art Alley over at the Timothy Plan, he's one of those guys. Their whole business philosophy is to make sure that you are not investing in companies that are fighting against your value system. And that's the reason why we support Patriot Mobile. They have been a longtime supporter of this program. They are also the country's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile, they offer the same dependable nationwide coverage. You have access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to. But at the same time, you're going to be giving back to our heroes. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to be supporting Folds of Honor, Tunnel to Towers, Helping a Hero, Warrior Rising, so many other veterans organizations. And by the way, their customer service team is based right here in America, 100% American-based. So when you call, you're going to be able to understand what the person is saying. And I like that. If you want to keep your number, you can keep your number. You want to keep your phone, you can keep your phone, or you can upgrade. So the team is going to be super helpful to find the best plan to meet your needs. And I want you to go right now to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use my offer code Todd. That's going to give you free activation. It'll also open up some other great discounts as well. You can also call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. All right, got to take a break. We're going right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, I've been doing some more research here on this developing story over in Lebanon and Syria where these Hezbollah terrorists are blowing up. This is pretty amazing. So they're saying now that they believe that some sort of a message was sent to the devices, and when they responded, that's when it happened. So I can imagine. Just imagine you're sitting there and all of a sudden you get the little buzzing sound and you pull out your pager and it's only got that one little line of screen, Dylan. So, you know, it's like, hey, Ahmed, for a blast, call 1-800-MOHAMMED. So all of a sudden he calls and it rings and then boom goes the terrorist. I love the Israelis. That's going to leave a mark. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Beth in North Carolina, WSJS. Beth, I understand you have been driving around your neighborhood. What have you seen?
Well, hi, Todd. Thanks to talk to you again. I've called before. So, mostly Kamala signs and no Trump signs because I feel like we don't want to get attacked, our Trumpsters. Me. I'm for Trump. I've convinced my mom to vote for Trump. My sisters are voting for Trump. And I just see Kamala signs, and it makes me want to throw up. But so I'm happy just to see like 10 to 20, maybe. I didn't really count Kamala signs.
So your theory, so Beth, let me understand this. So your theory is that there are a lot of Trump supporters in your neighborhood. They're just maybe afraid to let people know they don't want to put a yard sign out, they don't want to put a bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's correct.
Have you heard from other Trump supporters? Is that a concern?
No. A friend of mine has a bunch of Trump stickers. He was like, "I'm going to give you these Trump stickers to put on your car." I'm like, I don't. I'm good. You know, I think our vote is what matters. Our vote is what is going to matter, and our word. You know, and she is just a terrible person and cannot be in the White House. He's smart. He needs to be in the White House, period.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, Beth, thank you for that intel. Appreciate that. And thanks for listening. Folks, are you finding that to be the case, that maybe one of the reasons why people are not posting Trump signs or putting the bumper stickers on their cars is because they're afraid of the retaliation. Are you hearing any of that out there? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I was listening to your clip on Hillary Clinton and her sitting on national news talking about how dangerous Donald Trump was. Well, to my knowledge, Donald Trump doesn't have a Wikipedia page that lists his body count.
Well, yeah, yes, that's... Go ahead, Steve.
I Googled Clinton Associates that died unnaturally. First hits a Wikipedia page. Clinton body count, over 50. Now, it does list down there, it's a conspiracy. But what they're saying about Donald Trump is a conspiracy. I hadn't seen any evidence. I hadn't seen him indicted for any of these dangerous things he's going to do.
Steve, it's an interesting point, this goes, and this is a pretty thorough listing of the people connected to the Clintons that have met an untimely demise, and it is a long list going even beyond Vince Foster back in the day. So to your point, it's more, you're saying it's more dangerous to be connected to the Clintons than it is Donald Trump.
I'm saying there's a hell of a lot more evidence that the Clintons are dangerous than Donald Trump is. A lot more.
It's not so much that where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a nuclear mushroom cloud over the Clintons when it comes to this.
We've had a term when the Clintons came. I've followed the Clintons since he got into politics. And we had a term in Arkansas called Clintonside. Yeah, they call it Epstein now, but when somebody would come up missing or something would happen to somebody that had anything to do with them, well, they committed Clinton's side, I guess.
Yeah, I got a Christmas card from them once, and I had it returned. That makes me nervous. I don't want to be on anybody's list.
Didn't have any white powder
No white powder. I didn't open it. It's like return to sender. All right, Steve, thank you for that Clinton side. Let's go to Sam in North Carolina, WTKF, our great affiliate out there. Hi, Sam. What's going on?
How you doing, bud? Thanks for taking my call. Listen to your show every day. I love it.
Thank you.
Anyway, you're talking about the signs and all that stuff, and I'm from Swansboro, North Carolina, which is near Moorhead City, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville, North Carolina, all in the same area. And wherever I go, which is reassuring for me, and I'm sure this for you too and everybody else, all I see is Trump flags in the back of, you know, pickup trucks or on cars and signs. I don't see any Biden-Harris or Harris, whatever, you know, anywhere. So.
Wow. So no Kamala, no Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, you know, signs. Wow.
None.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Sam. I have noticed an uptick here in the Memphis area, and we're a super blue area. But I have seen a good many Trump signs out there. Haven't seen too many Kamala Harris signs. So that's interesting. So Sam, you're not too terribly concerned then about threats, you know, people retaliating if you've got a Trump bumper sticker on your car?
No, sure not. I mean, there might be some areas like that might be happening, but I don't worry about stuff like that. I mean, you know, you can't live your life sheltered.
No.
That's the way I see it.
Well, you know what? That's a great way to look at it. It really is. All right, Sam, appreciate that call, and thanks for the intel, and thanks for giving us a call. By the way, speaking of North Carolina, I'm going to be coming to your state September 27th, 28th, and 29th. It is the big North Carolina Faith and Freedom Coalition Salt and Light Conference. Here's the lineup. Mark Robinson, Ben Carson, Todd Starnes, Carol Swain, Dan Bishop, Joe Concha. You've also got Pete Hegseth is going to be there. So anyway, would love to see you there. Congressman Wesley Hunt's going to be there as well as Ralph Reed. A whole lineup of great conservative speakers, and we want you to be a part of that. If you would like information, go to the website ncfaithandfreedom.com. That's ncfaithandfreedom.com. Really looking forward to it. Also, I'm going to be speaking twice, one at a big breakfast, and we're going to be talking about how to equip yourself to make an impact in your community. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, if you're on hold, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your calls. Our good buddy Ben Dieter coming up in the next hour as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, if you're a terrorist and you got a pager, be sure to answer. We'll be right back.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Wow. Again, going back to this idea of Hillary Clinton wanting to imprison people because they write something offensive on Facebook, I would be serving a life sentence. There's no way around it. So to keep me out of jail, we're going to have to make sure that the Democrats never win the White House. Well, we've got a great hour of the show ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be taking your calls a little bit later on this hour. I want to welcome in our good friend. He is the morning show host at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. A regular fill-in on this program, Ben Dieter. Ben, what's going on?
I just went to the grocery store, Todd, and not only are grocery prices through the roof. And
I know where you're going with this.
I sound like Chicken Little. But guys, I just found pumpkin spice popcorn, and I'm super excited about it.
Wait, you're excited about it?
Pumpkin spice popcorn.
Why would you be excited about something that tastes nasty like
because
that?
Because I like pumpkin spice lattes, candles, snacks, Rice Krispie treats, granola bars, you name it. If it has pumpkin, I will eat it. So when I was doing a little bit of shopping and I was going through aisle 17 of the Sprouts down the street from the station.
A what?
A Sprouts.
What is that?
It's a grocery store for healthy people.
Okay.
You
so clearly I haven't heard of it. Okay.
You set me up there, Todd. So anyways, it was great, by the way, and everybody needs to go to their local Sprouts and grab some pumpkin spice popcorn.
How much was the popcorn? I'm curious.
It was $5.
$5
for a bag of popcorn
that you can't eat because it tastes like pumpkin.
Did you grow up doing the jack-o'-lanterns things where you carve a pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. But we didn't eat it.
What about the seeds inside? Didn't your mom or your grandma that you speak so fondly of have little Todd put his hands into the guts of the pumpkin, pull them out, and put it into an oven, and you roast the pumpkin seeds?
No, we didn't do that.
What?
No.
Okay.
We're Southerners. We do it with sweet potatoes.
That's not a pumpkin. That's not even a gourd. Wow, I came in here really on one. So
I'm just curious here because a lot of people around the country are on this whole pumpkin spice like latte. Is that what they're selling over at Starbucks? And I never have understood the affinity to pumpkin spice, and especially because it's so hot outside. It's like in the 90s today.
It's not quite. It's pretty warm out there, but I think it's psychosis. And there's been studies done that people have good emotions. They would have a lot of fun memories. Some would even say nostalgia to the holidays that take place in the months of October, November, and December. It's kind of like the trifecta. You have Halloween, you have Thanksgiving, and you have Christmas. And so the second that flips off in someone's head, oh, it's pumpkin, and that equals fall. A lot of people, I think, just run to their local Starbucks and grab pumpkin spice. So it's less about the actual taste and more about those memories.
I am fascinated by this. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have any pumpkin spice lovers in the audience? And I will say this, Ben, that I think there's a time and a place for it, and maybe it would be in the fall, in autumn, much like, you know, when they start putting up the Halloween decorations in July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just enjoy the seasons.
What's happening in summer? There's nothing to celebrate.
Some people are literally going to be putting up their Christmas trees by October 31st.
Mine's still up. What are you talking about?
Oh, speaking of Halloween, did I ever tell you this story? This is a true story about the birth of Todd Stearns, the host of this program. My mother was terrified that I was going to be a Halloween baby. Terrified. And she was talking to my dad about this, and she was, I don't know if it's like, if it was like superstition or whatever, but she was just really worried that her child would be born on Halloween and would become like a devil baby or something. So she made my dad take her down to, this was like October 27th, 1967, and she made my dad take her to Shakey's Pizza. Which used to be a very popular, I don't know, is Shakey's even still around? It used to, I think it was like a national chain, but they had an establishment on Elvis Presley Boulevard in Whitehaven, and Mom demanded that she go there, and she ordered a large, my mom was like a very, very skinny person. She was like Dieter size.
Oh, wow.
And so she ordered a large pepperoni pizza with extra pepperoni. And she ate the entire pizza by herself. That was October 27th. October 28th, I was born.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. So she put herself into labor by having the pizza from Shakey's?
Shakey's Pizza. A extra large pepperoni pizza, extra pepperoni.
Is that why you have an affinity for pizza?
I love pepperoni pizza.
There it is.
Love pepperoni. But anyway, she was very concerned I would not be, you know, that I, she wanted to make sure that baby came out before October 31st.
I also was raised in a household where that was not a holiday that we celebrated. So what my mom would instead let me do, as opposed to dressing up like a goblin or like the Grim Reaper, I would stand there on the front of our porch with a light on, with a bag of candy, and I would hand people tracks, Christian tracks. You remember the tracks?
Oh, you were
tracks.
That household.
I was that household.
Oh, geez.
And the most devastating thing, Todd, the next morning, November 1st, there would be gospel tracks littering the streets of the town that I grew up.
Or rolls of toilet paper on your front yard.
Yeah, that too.
You got to be careful with that.
It's, yeah. Anyways, I did my part.
All right. A lot of news to talk about today. I'm not sure.
There is a lot happening.
We took a weird turn here. So there have been a lot of celebrities that are, should we talk about P. Diddy? Holy crap. That guy's in hot water.
He's not endorsing anybody.
No, no, no. But he and Obama used to pal around a lot back mm-hmm. in the day. I don't know what to read into that, but there you go. So anyway, there are, I guess, a growing number of celebrities that are saying, why are we endorsing candidates? Is that right? Pharrell Williams, for example?
Yeah, because I guess these celebrities feel like they matter that much to the American people that they have to go on the record and they have to state very clearly why democracy is on the ballot and therefore they must vote for Kamala Harris. So we've seen this repeatedly. I mean, look at ABC The View. That is where celebrities go to proclaim to the nation and their 14 viewers that they actually have endorsed Kamala Harris. And so last week, for example, Usher, who is, I don't know, Dylan, is he hip hop, rap? He went on there and they tried to coax him into endorsing Kamala Harris. And he said, no, no, I will trust the listeners of my music to make that decision. And this stems after Taylor Swift got involved and everybody wants people to be Taylor Swift and throw their support behind a Democrat.
Is it just me, or is there some sort of a national backlash happening against Taylor Swift? Is that just me? Or am I sensing something here?
So this is interesting that you bring this up, because there was a story in the New York Post where it actually is backfiring, where, yes, she did get out there and she encouraged all of her childless cat supporters to vote for Taylor Swift or for Kamala Harris. But when you actually look at some polling that was done by Young Gov, it turns out that that was actually a turnoff to a lot of voters, because they listen to Taylor Swift because they want to get over a breakup. They don't go to Taylor Swift to decide whether Donald Trump is a bad, scary man. So it's actually having the opposite effect. And you've got to think, our country is deeply polarized. What she effectively did is told all of her listeners that just so happened to be Republicans to pound sand. Mm. So they're turning it off.
And again, I would go back to the reality is that she made her career by writing songs about always picking the wrong person. Just want to point that out.
That is,
I don't know who needs to hear that. But yeah, this is fascinating. According to the headline here, sorry, Taylor Swift, friendships that cross political lines never work.
This is an insane story. And this is all over the controversy where Brittany Mahomes, so she is dating one of the players in the Kansas City Chiefs quarter. It's Patrick Mahomes. And so there's this
story. Are they married?
I think they're actually married. So Brittany is a Trumper, or secretly she is a Trumper. She also just so happens to be good friends with Taylor Swift. So leave it to these journalists from across the pond. In The Independent, there was a story that made a lot of news, and it says Taylor Swift is facing a lot of backlash for her friendship with Brittany Mahomes amid Trump controversy. And here's what caught my attention, and this is what they're actually saying. They are claiming that Brittany Mahomes is an alleged Republican, as though alleged she's some form of criminal. And the point of this story is, can you actually be friends with someone that you disagree with? And I think a lot of, and especially when I talk to people my age, we are okay being friends with people that cross political lines. But this is literally what this author had to write. She said, while Swift's own political allegiances remain a mystery, it's doubtful that any friendship can survive differing worldviews. And I just don't buy that. We have a lot of different worldviews. And can friendships survive those differences?
You know, the problem is that Democrats are so consumed with this Trump hatred that they've lost their minds. They call it TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, but it really is. It's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where Americans are seeing this vitriol towards a political candidate that you've got to think half of the country still supports. This idea that Brittany Mahomes is, now they're deeming her an alleged Republican? Like she's some alleged shooter or criminal just because of the way that she thinks, the way that she votes. I think at the end of the day, people are turning off these celebrity endorsements. And that's why you saw even Pharrell come out and say, you know what? Hold the political endorsements. We've got to get back to staying in our lane, which is creating music for people.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, why do I need to know your political views? All right, I'm coming to hear you sing or play an instrument. I'm going to watch you in a movie. I'm not sure why I need to have your political beliefs shoved down my throat.
It's like the same thing with sports. I mean, what every NBA, every NFL player in the league right now is coming out and endorsing these people. And it's like, with all due respect, I understand you have your own political belief system, but kick the football.
Who are these
dribble
people?
The basketball.
So Bryce Hall, who is Bryce Hall? Is he one of these influencers?
Huge, huge. I believe he has over 23 million followers on TikTok alone. He's massive. And he is...
Like that?
No. No.
Oh, he just has a large presence.
Massive audience.
Oh, I see.
And this is all part of an effort that the Trump administration and the campaign is going after what they're deeming the Maniverse. So it's men. and they're using people like this guy, Bryce Hall. Same with the Nelk boys.
Cut number three.
We need Trump back. Really bad. Make America great again.
All right. Good for you, Bryce Hall. Over 25 million followers this guy has.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible. So I think the Trump campaign is strategically going after young men in this country, and I don't know why they haven't before, but they're using some of these young influencers that are speaking out and endorsing the president, which doesn't happen any other day.
I think guys are just sick of it. You know, they're sick and tired of being put in their place. They're sick and tired of being medicated. They're sick and tired of being told they're toxic. And maybe, just maybe, we're going to watch a generation of young men rise up and say, woman, go make me a sandwich. I'm just kidding.
Media is listening to this show, Todd. Yeah, and I don't know if this is generational, like growing up in politics, Todd, was this as big of a deal? Like, think of the big stars of your day. Did they come out and did they stump with, I don't know.
No, I mean, we had Molly. We didn't have social media back in the day. We didn't have the internet back in the day. So it was it was not a big deal. I don't know what Molly Ringwald and the Breakfast Club cast. I have no idea what their political views were at the time. I doubt anybody was political at that time.
Yeah.
But you could tell back in the 80s, you could tell because all the Republicans literally wore khaki pants and blue blazers to school. And I'm like, oh, there's the Republicans.
So. Now it's just if guys are actually dressing like dudes and you can say, oh, they're probably voting for Trump.
Yeah.
They don't have pink hair.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have his pronoun listed. Hey, go Trump.
Yeah.
All right. Ben Dieter, always good seeing you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Yeah, going back in the day, I don't remember, like, Arnold from Different Strokes. What you talking about, Willis? I don't remember any of those folks, expressing political views one way or the other. This is the Todd Stern Show. So right now, over at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump is welcoming all of the law enforcement officers, the deputies who activated that traffic stop on I-95 and took out the white dude for Kamala killer or would-be killer. And the president greeting all of them. And wow, what an incredible scene here. And it goes right back. It goes right back to the fact that this is a man of the people. Donald Trump is a blue-collar billionaire, ladies and gentlemen. So well done, Mr. President. By the way, some new information out on the Biden-Harris border crisis. Data now confirms over 1.3 million additional illegals have been brought into the United States through their programs. And this was the plan, right? This was the plan, to flood our communities with these illegals. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Germantown, Tennessee. Professor Murph on KWAM. Hi, Murph. What's going on?
Dr. Starnes, it's a pleasure. How are you?
I'm good. It finally stopped raining. It's sunny out there today.
Yeah, I know. I didn't recognize what was in the sky. Thought you might find this interesting. I was doing some digging in American history this week. Democracy in America by Alexis de Tocqueville. I was surprised to find so much distinguished talent among the subjects, and so little among the heads of the government. It is a well-authenticated fact that at the present day, the most able men in the United States are very rarely placed at the head of affairs. And that was written in 1831, so history repeats itself. Second commentary. You're in the public eye and the news business. Would you please, advise your colleagues in your profession that the United States of America is not, N-O-T, a democracy. And if any of your colleagues or adversaries can find any favorable commentaries in the Federalist Papers on a democracy, I'll kiss their foot. The reason being, what scared Madison and Hamilton so much, democracy has no moral foundation. It's mob rule which leads to tyranny. Now, if you don't believe that, I suggest you study Germany in 1933.
Yeah. Murph, yeah, I mean, it's a great point you're raising. The computer is going to cut us off, Murph. But to your point, we are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. There you go. Murph, good hearing from you. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. All right. Looks like Speaker Mike Johnson is going to be calling a vote Wednesday on the SAVE Act and this continuing resolution. And I know a lot of the Freedom Caucus guys very upset over the spending stuff. But we're going to have to pick and choose a battle here, folks. And I would much rather secure our elections. And that means, by the way, making sure that when you show up to vote, you have proof that you're a U.S. citizen. Now, I say that because this information just coming in. Last week alone, over 53,000 people registered to vote without an ID in Pennsylvania. Let me repeat that again. Over 53,000 people registered to vote without an ID in Pennsylvania. So far, 2024, since January 1, 2024, 1.6 million people have registered to vote in Pennsylvania without an ID. Do you understand what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? And this is what the Republicans are trying to stop. So what's going to happen is, if this goes through, these 1.6 million people who are registered to vote without an ID will not be allowed to vote unless they show proof that they are, in fact, a U.S. citizen. That's what's going on here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, new totals, and again, this is all conjecture, but based on the polling data out there, Real Clear Politics, showing that President Trump will flip Pennsylvania and beat Kamala Harris in the Electoral College 281 to 257. That does seem to be the state, the one state that Trump has to win, is Pennsylvania. All right, let's go to the phones here. Charles in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there in Statesville. All right, Charles, give us a yard sign update.
Well, so, Todd, good talking to you. So, Todd, every Saturday morning I do a long bike ride. I've been in a road stocking for a long time. So 2 weeks ago on our Saturday morning ride, I decided I was going to conduct an unscientific poll. So I counted every single yard sign on that 41-mile ride for Trump and every single yard sign for Harris. I did not see one yard sign for Harris, and I counted 21 for Trump. Last weekend, same thing, 27 yard signs for Trump, zero for Harris. I also live in a very liberal town, Davidson, North Carolina, a heavily liberal, and I put my Trump flags on my windows, on the side windows, you know, like a football team, you know, you're going to the game. And I intentionally drove around Davidson for a half an hour, hoping somebody would flip me off like they did in 2020. Not one person flipped me off, and I can't tell you how many thumbs up that I got.
Really?
When I go to the gym and work out at Gold's Gym, all I see is men and women wearing Trump hats, Trump T-shirts, nothing for Kamala Harris. The conversations that you hear out at restaurants and everything like that, all pro-Trump, all anti-Harris. So what I'm saying is I just don't see any level of enthusiasm for Harris. It's all for Trump. And I saw on Sean Hannity last night, Robert Cahaly, Trafalgar, that has a very accurate poll.
Yeah, he's a regular on this program. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yep, he has Trump up in Pennsylvania, all the swing states. And I think that the other side knows that Trump is up as well, which is why they're trying to kill him, Todd. That's the only way they can keep him from winning.
Well, they're either going to put him in prison, they will try to kill him again, or there will be some massive calamity that would force him to cancel the elections. I think those are the three choices we're looking at here, but they are hell-bent on making sure that there is not an election in November. And it could be another global pandemic. But I don't think the American people are going to fall for that again. I really don't.
I don't either. And Todd, you know, I've been in tune to presidential elections going back to when Nixon beat McGovern in 72. And what I see right now reminds me of 1980 when Reagan beat Carter. A lot of people were afraid to come out and support Ronald Reagan because the media castigated him just like they're doing Trump. And it was very close in the polls. And then on election night, 1980, it was a complete landslide. So with that being said, we're going to have to turn out and vote, get our friends to turn out and vote. But I think we're in a good position right now, provided we can keep Trump alive and keep the illegals away from the polls.
There you go. All right, Charles, good call. Thank you for that. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be taking a look at a town in Alabama, Sylacauga, Alabama. That's in Talladega County. And the federal government, and folks, you may not be aware of what your government's doing here, but they're literally dumping illegals or these migrants that have been given temporary legal status, not long term, but temporary. They're just dumping these people in small towns, and they're not, the federal government is not required to tell anybody. They don't tell law enforcement, the mayors, the churches, nobody. And so then all of a sudden, these towns and these communities have to take care of the illegals. Well, we're going to be taking a look at what's happening in Alabama right now because they are on the verge of becoming the next Springfield, Ohio. And it is not a good situation. David Limbaugh posting this, and David's a good friend. He was my longtime agent when I was at Fox, Rush's brother. And Limbaugh posted a reminder, and this is good for us. Every now and again, it's good for us to go back and understand what's really going on here. And Limbaugh writes this, I hope conservatives realize that Trump's warning that the left isn't simply after him, but all of us, and they're only focused on him because he stands in the way, is not sloganeering. It's absolutely true. Limbaugh says people must realize the left's angst isn't over his tweets or things they find annoying, but they seek total control, and now he is the main obstacle. And he's absolutely right. And they are so desperate, their behavior is now becoming unhinged. By the way, have you noticed nobody's apologizing? Nobody's apologizing for the violent rhetoric they've been spewing at President Trump in the aftermath of this assassination. Nobody. And Limbaugh points this out. When I observe their increasingly unhinged behavior, their unrepentant posture, even after they rig a debate or spew rhetoric leading to two assassination attempts, I know their ire is against all who disagree with them and stand in their way. And again, just look at everything that's happening in our country right now. If you are the parents of white children and you send your kids to school and your teacher tells them, little white child, you need to apologize to black people because you're oppressing black people, and you're a parent and you go and raise concerns, they label you a racist. They'll come after you. If you, for example, are, and you can pick a litany of things. For example, the kids who go out there, they're listening to the rap music or whatever, and they're singing along to the rap music. They not only get outed and publicly shamed, their lives are destroyed. Destroyed. That's what this is all about. If you got a problem with the school telling your kids that they may not be a little boy or a little girl, and you raise, well, that means that you're anti-gay, you're homophobic. You either bow down to their agenda and allow them to shove it down your throat, or there is you know what to pay. I mean, that's the attitude of the left. Now, look, I am a proud Christian of the Baptist faith tradition. I have certain religious beliefs. I am also a constitutionalist. Therefore, under the auspices of the United States Constitution, people are free to live their lives however they want to. They don't have to please Todd Starnes. They don't have to answer to Todd Starnes. How you live your life is between you and God. I may not necessarily agree with the way you do it, but you know what? That's my right as a citizen. But it's your right to live your life how you want to live your life. But the left is coming in now and saying, no, 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 you don't have those rights. You will live your life the way we tell you to live your life. You will believe what we tell you to believe. You will read what we tell you to read. You will watch what we tell you to watch. You will do as we say. And now look what's happening with faith. Faith, Christianity, was the bedrock of our nation, of our civilization here in America. Western civilization, the bedrock of that is the Christian faith. And now what are they doing? The radical rainbow activists are out there, and they are actively chipping away at the foundation. Many churches have already been overrun by the rainbow activists, these rainbow radicals. So they're not only trying to destroy the modern American family, which, by the way, was literally in the playbook for Black Lives Matter to fundamentally transform the nuclear family in America. Not only are they doing it, there is an effort afoot to rewrite the Bible, to rewrite our founding documents. And I know many of you are saying that's outrageous. There's no way, no way that they're going to try to rewrite our Constitution, really. I want you to listen to Kelly Robinson. She is one of Kamala Harris's top backers. Very, very powerful woman. Here's what she had to say, Cut 13.
We can't just worry about protecting democracy. In this moment, we've got to reimagine it with people that look and love like us at the center. And I think for us right now, it's about reimagining freedom and this American story in a way that is more revolutionary than what our founders actually put down on that little piece of paper, but instead is the type of democracy that is by and for all of the people of this country. That's the opportunity that we have.
All right. Now, Ms. Robinson is the head of the Human Rights Campaign, which is a radical, anti-heterosexual, anti-Christian hate group. The Human Rights Campaign, they hate my guts, by the way, and I'm not very fond of them either. It's an organization that supports gay rights, but it's not just about supporting gay rights. It's about destroying everybody else's rights. And so when Ms. Robinson is talking about calling the Constitution a little piece of paper and reimagining democracy for people like her, you say, what does that mean? Well, I think she drives a Subaru, if you know what I mean. So I'm just telling you right now, there is a lot of danger on the horizon if Donald Trump is not reelected to the White House in November. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Coming up next, 901-260-5926. Do you buy this argument that Trump's point is the only reason they're coming after him is because he is standing between them and you? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, this is sort of fascinating here, folks. I want to give you an update here on what's happening in the Middle East, Lebanon. And the numbers keep getting higher. So far, more than 3,600 Hezbollah terrorists have been injured after their pagers exploded. That's pretty impressive. Israel is not taking taking responsibility for this or claiming responsibility just yet. But it's our understanding this was part of a widespread effort to take out Hezbollah. So there you go. We'll keep you updated on that. Among the people injured is Iran's ambassador to Lebanon. So I guess he had a pager too. There you go. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, I've got to share this story with you out of Massachusetts. School back in session, a lot of sports teams getting back at it, and apparently field hockey is a big deal up in the Northeast. Dighton-Rehoboth Regional High School, they have a girls' field hockey team, and they're pretty good, apparently. Anyway, the girls were slated to play against Somerset-Berkeley Regional High School, but they have now canceled the match, and they are forfeiting the game. And the reason why is they've discovered there's a young man who is playing on the Somerset Berkeley team. This young man was born a boy and is currently cosplaying as a girl. In other words, he's wearing frilly underpants, but he's still a boy. Now, the superintendent there in Dighton-Rehoboth says his name is Bill Rooney, and he issued a statement, and this is what he said. There are times where we have to place a higher value on safety than on victory. Now, last year, a Dighton-Rehoboth Field hockey player was seriously injured by a guy on another team. So they were playing another team, and that team had a boy pretending to be a girl, and one of the girls was severely injured. And the school said, you know what, we can't risk the safety of these girls, so we're not going to be able to play. So anyway, they took this all the way up to the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. I think that's the organization that oversees sports, high school sports, in the Bay State. And they said, yeah, there's really nothing we can do about it. You know, you have to bow down and you have to accommodate the transgender athletes, the boys who think they are girls. But when you do that, you're literally denying the young ladies at Dighton-Rehoboth an equal playing field. And I want to know why, and I would love to hear from these transgender people, why do the rights of boys cosplaying as little girls trump the rights of girls who are actually born girls? Now, it seems to me that there is a very simple solution here. Just create a third category. If there are so many transgender people out there, as the LGBT world claims, then just go ahead and start a third athletic division for transgender athletes. Or you can make it very simple and say, if you have, you know, again, according to your God-given plumbing, that determines what team you play on. If you pee standing up, you play with the boys. If you do it sitting down, you're with the girls. Seems to me that's very logical. And if you have a problem, and look, a lot of kids these days, their teachers are confusing them about their pronouns. They don't know. Many of them may not know. I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. Well, here's a very simple solution. All you have to do is just look down your pants, and you can pretty much figure it out. It's that easy. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to get a degree. That's all you have to do, and you'll be able to figure it out. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, I want to remind you, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about communities that are literally under siege by these illegals that are being dumped in their communities. And people are just tired, and they don't know what else to do. That's coming up at the top of the next hour. Also, if you haven't already done so, some good news. Amazon just got back to us, and they have fully stocked the hardcover edition of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? So I'd love for you to get yourself a copy of the book. You could do that by going to Amazon, or if you want a signed copy, just go to toddstearns.com. I have to tell you about our friends at Backyard Butchers, a Christian conservative Texas-based company, and they are dedicated to delivering incredible deals on high-quality beef. I'm talking about beef that is raised right here in the good old U.S. of A., American-raised beef right here in the heartland of America. You can get more information by going to BackyardButchers.com, and you're going to save 20% on your entire order by using the code STARNS. When you subscribe, you're going to get an additional 10% off and free shipping by going to BackyardButchers.com/Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. All right, folks, hang tight. Hour three of the big show coming up next.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. This is hour three of the big show. Great to have you with us today. Welcome to all of our tremendous listeners from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Well, I want to start this hour in the great state of Alabama. And there is a community there, Talladega County. Alabama, there's a town in Talladega County called Sylacauga. And they've been dealing with a big problem. They haven't been getting a lot of national news coverage over this, but it's a big problem. So this town, which, by the way, is overwhelmingly pro-Trump, it's a red town, red county, they woke up one day and discovered that all of these Haitian migrants were just dropped off in their town. Nobody knows what to do about it. So it's caused all sorts of turmoil. People are showing up at city council meetings asking questions, and the city council refuses to answer the questions. Now, here is one of the town leaders talking about the current situation in Sylacauga.
There is a fear here of becoming the next Springfield, Ohio. You know, when is enough enough? When do they start, you know, when do they stop coming in? Are there, how many are there going to be, you know? There's no answers. We have none. And, you know, the unknown and uncertainty is scary. And we have 12,236 people in our community, and we just do not have the adequate resources to handle an influx of migrants. It's going to take away from resources that are already struggling here. There's no background, because we don't know anything. And there's a certain level of unsafety that our people are feeling, you know, especially not knowing why they're here. They're not here for work. They've sought out work at numerous industries, and there's no answers. It's like a puzzle that you can't find the main piece to, because we just can't get anywhere with it in seeking it. And, you know, the main thing is, I want to know why Sylacauga, like why here? You know, we already have a housing crisis, and we don't have a lot of availability and jobs. And there's, you know, just so many uncertainties, and there, you know, uncertainties lead to theory, you know, conspiracy theories and stuff, because there's no leads as to why, hardly. And so I have a lot of concern that, you know, it's going to cause a civil unrest if we continue to not have answers to give to the people.
It's going to cause civil unrest, and I think she's right about that. This woman is a member of the city council, and nobody there knows why who decided to drop all of these Haitian migrants into their small town. And I have a question for you, and especially for all of you woke evangelicals out there and you woke Protestants, because a lot of your churches, and you Catholics too, the churches are bringing these people into the communities. And inevitably, the churches dump them off on the taxpayers. But to her point, why are they there? Who made the decision? Why Sylacauga, Alabama? Well, I would contend that they are targeting every conservative city and town in America. And they are going to dump migrants in as many of these communities as possible to screw with your elections. That's what I think is going on here. There's a guy by the name of Ben Robbins. He's a state representative in Alabama. And he sent a letter to Alejandro Mayorkas. That's the Secretary of Homeland Security. Still on the job, by the way, this guy. Anyway, here's what he wrote. As the Secretary of Homeland Security, you are charged with overseeing immigration enforcement and refugee resettlement. Recently, my district has seen an influx of Haitian immigrants. You and your agency have failed in your responsibility to notify our community of the relocation of refugees. You don't provide any information to local leaders. You don't answer any questions. Your failure to inform our rural community before dropping off immigrants has created panic and confusion. Residents are seeking answers to basic questions. Why did the immigrants appear in Sylacauga? How many immigrants are here? Where are the immigrants working? Where are they living? Due to your agency's ineptitude to relay any information, local leaders are helpless. These inefficient policies have caused fear, which threatens the peace and tranquility of our small town. Further, rural Alabama does not have the support services nor the resources to house a wave of immigrants. We have a housing shortage. There's no support system in our community for Haitian Creole-speaking individuals, including assistance in our schools for non-English teachers. As such, your organization has failed the local community and the refugees. I am demanding answers, and direction from your agency as to the policies and procedures of relocating Haitian refugees to Alabama. If you continue to fail to answer questions, we as the citizens of Alabama will demand a congressional investigation into you and your agency. Well, let me stop you right there, Mr. Representative. That's not going to amount to anything. The Republicans can't do anything. They just don't. They won't. He says, my neighbors in the entire state of Alabama deserve information. Oh, well, of course you deserve information. But this is the plan. They want to disrupt everything, everywhere, in the big cities, in the suburbs, in the small towns, in the country. That's the plan here, folks. So I'm curious, have you seen an uptick in illegals arriving in your neighborhoods, in your communities? Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on this. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the beautiful state of Georgia. Greg is on the line. Greg, what's on your mind?
Yes, Todd, I was just listening to your piece about the small town in Alabama, the name of which I cannot pronounce.
Sylacauga.
Sylacauga, okay. And they're struggling with immigrants, refugees, being just set out in their small community. Now, granted, I have compassion for the immigrants and refugees of the world, and I know many of them need a handout or hand up and a chance to survive. But the small communities can't foot that bill. And probably the cheapest thing that those small communities could do rather than struggle to house and feed and care for those people would be to load them up and carry them to Washington, D.C. and set them out in front of the Capitol building. And then those problems would quickly change. And the irony of it is that somebody smart in these small towns can probably find a federal grant that would pay for the transportation.
You know, Greg, it's a great idea, and I never have understood why we're not sending these illegals to, you know, Hyannisport or Martha's Vineyard or Beverly Hills, or, you know, the ski slopes over in Jackson Hole, where all the rich and famous live. I say we start inundating their communities with these illegals.
That will work, too.
They have more resources than the good people. They have more resources and money in Martha's Vineyard than they do in Sylacauga, Alabama.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Greg, I like your idea a lot. Thank you for that. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to circle back to this MSNBC interview, Hillary Clinton debuting her new book. And she was doing an interview with Rachel Maddow. And I want to play this. Cut 15, please.
He's still being taught, especially by the media, that the more offensive he is, the more he can dominate the media space entirely. And I feel like you've been a good diagnoser of that, not only from when you were up against him, but from when others have done so. Do you have an antidote for that, or a way that people can talk themselves out of taking that bait?
I think that's really a critical question. And I think there's a couple of things going on here. You mentioned the press, and sadly, the press is still not able to cover Trump the way that they should. They careen from one outrage to the next. What was outrageous 3 days ago is no longer on the front pages, even though it threatens the physical safety of so many people, particularly, as you point out, immigrants that he and Vance have decided to demonize. And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist Harry Evans, you know, one time said that, you know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump. His demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it. You know, they were merciless about what they saw as President Biden's, you know, problems in the debate and calling for him to withdraw. I believe Donald Trump has disqualified himself over and over and over again to be a presidential candidate, let alone a president. The second thing, though, is that part of what Trump is counting on is for people to get desensitized. I mean, oh my gosh, did you hear what he said yesterday? Did you hear who he attacked? Did you hear the viciousness? And it just like with a shrug, okay, fine, we're moving on. Well, Americans need to understand that they have to take Trump both seriously and literally. He has said what he wants to do. He and his allies with Project 2025, his desire to be a dictator at least on day one, all of that is in the public record. And I believe that more Americans have to be, you know, willing to endure what frankly is discomforting and to some extent kind of painful. To take him at his word and to be outraged by what he represents. And then finally, the hopeful side of this is that I do think more and more Americans are, you know, rejecting the kind of chaos that he represents. We can't go back. That's what the Harris campaign says all the time. We're not going back. We're not going back to, you know, what he failed to do to protect American lives during COVID. We're not going back to the, you know, romance with dictators that puts, you know, innocent lives at risk and America's security in danger. We can't go back and give this very dangerous man another chance to do harm to our country and the world.
All right. There you go. That's Hillary Clinton. And aren't you glad that Trump saved us from having to hear that woman's voice every single day for 4 years? But this woman is a danger to the nation. She has literally smeared every single conservative American as an irredeemable deplorable, telling people that all of you good Trump supporters are beyond redemption. And you know what that did, ladies and gentlemen? That triggered a bunch of people out there who are lunatics. And it's as if they were given the wink and the nod. It's okay. It's okay to beat up a Trump supporter. It's okay to shoot at Donald Trump because he's Satan incarnate. That's what she's doing here. I mean, it's really devious. But again, they're coming after Trump because they can't come after us yet. But they're coming after us, folks. And you watch what's going to happen. They want to shut down conservatives on social media. And they've already done that to a great extent, except on X. But they want to shut you down. This is one of the reasons why we have created a website. I have my very own website that I own, I operate on our servers. They can't shut us down. Now, we try to share our content. I'll give you a great example of this. We have almost, 370,000 followers on our Facebook page. Only about 5,000 or 6,000 of you are actually allowed to see our content on your news feeds. That's because Facebook shuts it down, and they do it to everybody. It's not just, you know, not just me, but they're doing it to every conservative out there. They want to silence. They want to shut down conservative content and conversation. So we've done the workaround, and the workaround here is I have my own place, toddstearns.com, and it's a place where you can come. Our Rumble channel is doing great. It's doing terrific. I got tired of YouTube. Every other day, YouTube was like, you got to take this down. You got to take that down. I got sick of it. So we're on Rumble, and that's a great thing for us. God forbid Rumble ever goes wobbly. Well, guess what? We have our own videos on our page, toddstearns.com, so you can see them there, or you can watch them on toddstearns.com. It's up to you. But again, my challenge to people in the conservative talk space is you've got to have your own space. Do not rely on Facebook. Don't rely on social media platforms. Don't rely. Your business model should not depend upon things that you do not control. One of those being the social media platform. Not only that, a lot of people are just not on social media anymore. And a lot of Gen Zers are just not engaging on anything, right? They don't have Instagram accounts. They're not doing TikTok. They have completely disengaged. And it does make you wonder what the country is going to look like over the next 5 to 10 years as more and more people leave the social media platforms. Maybe life can go back to the way it used to be before the rise of social media. Remember those days? Those are very happy days, actually. We'll have to see how that goes. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight, by the way, 5 o'clock Eastern, we have a terrific Newsmax show. Our good friend Congressman David Kustoff is going to be with us. Also, Caleb Park and Ben Dieter, one of our great panels. We're going to have a lot of fun. All of that starts at 5 o'clock Eastern. Now, if you haven't heard the news, and this is pretty exciting news, Newsmax is now America's fastest growing cable news channel. You can watch Newsmax on cable, on streaming, or also on the free Newsmax app, which I have and I love. Newsmax recently announced plans to go IPO. That means that you can become an owner, a part owner in Newsmax. You can buy preferred shares. All you need to do is go to NewsmaxInvest.com to get information on that. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Just FYI here, Forbes magazine says Newsmax is now a news powerhouse. You can buy the shares with a credit card. Again, be smart. Consult with your attorney, your financial advisor. Always a smart thing to do if you're going to be investing, but you got to do your own due diligence. NewsmaxInvest.com is the website. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Go check it out. You may have a lot of questions. Our team is there to help you with all of the answers. So, again, NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, folks, hang tight. Got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. I got some messages during the break from many of our Alabama listeners that, Todd, it's just not in Sylacauga. They're dumping off the Haitians in Athens, Alabama, also Cullman, Alabama. So apparently they're just dumping illegals all over the place in the state of Alabama. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. So Scott Jennings, last night on CNN, set off the entire panel when he pointed out a very simple truth that most Americans, and I would say most normal Americans, have a big problem with the government dumping thousands of illegals into their communities. Cut 14.
I do think it's an important conversation. How are they here legally? Because of executive action on immigration. I don't believe it is an attack on immigrants.
Are you saying they don't have a right to, they shouldn't
race.
Be here when they're essentially saving the town?
Status? Do you know what temporary protected status is, and do you not agree with it?
No, I think most Republicans do not believe that the executive branch or the officers of it should be able to wave what J.D. Vance correctly calls a magic wand so people can circumvent the normal immigration process.
You have the mayor and the governor saying that these businesses needed workers.
Temporary protected status has been around for a long time.
And granted by
Ohio businesses needed workers.
Listen, most Americans think we need less immigration, not more. Most Americans think we need a process, and there is a
That's
legitimate
true. Those two things are
there
true.
Is a legitimate conversation to be had about how cities on the border in Ohio, in New York, and everywhere else are being expected to absorb large populations. That doesn't mean the populations are inherently bad or the people are inherently bad or that they don't
but
provide value.
But he's saying they're inherently bad, and that's the point.
But when you put huge numbers of people in communities, and they begin to have impacts on the policing system, the healthcare system, the roads, whatever, the school, whatever it is. And then you just say to the communities, good luck. I think Americans have a right to a debate about this. And this is what the Democrats don't want to have.
No,
they think it's fine. And the Republicans want to talk about why we have an insane immigration system that cannot be controlled and reformed in a way that would make people think, okay, we actually have a process and it's under control instead of being out of control.
That's where you're exactly wrong. Kamala Harris has a wonderful affordable housing policy. And if you guys are really worried about housing for these new Americans, then we should probably support her plan. Have you read it? It's actually pretty good. You're saying that you want a process. Temporary protected status is a process. Now, you might not like the process,
correct,
but it is a process that has been used by Democratic presidents and Republican presidents. If there is a problem,
does that make it right?
If there is a problem, I think temporary protected status, which is something that we give to people when their countries are in crisis, is not just right; it is moral.
Okay.
So, if you really think that there is a problem onboarding these new Americans into our communities, then I think we should all support more affordable housing being built all across this nation, because we certainly have the
space.
That
can't be done.
Let me ask you
something. This span of a month.
Yeah. What is the electoral play here?
There you go. That's it. And that is the liberal mentality. Is that Americans come last, that we have an obligation, and you heard the guy say it, that we have some sort of a moral obligation to bring millions of people into this country and that we have to take care of them. I mean, honestly, there are some days where I feel like it's a modern day version of slavery, where all of us have to get up, we've got to go to work, we've got to work our butts off, the government takes our money away from us and they give it to people who don't work. It's absolutely insanity. And I think there's going to be a lot of blowback over this. You heard some audio. We played this audio in the last hour from CBS News. They went to a diner in Washoe County, Nevada, and the people there are like, we got to stop this with the illegals. People are sick and tired of it. And again, what is the moral? And I appreciate Scott Jennings on CNN. He does a great job. But the reality is somebody needs to get in the face of these people and say, okay, you've got one scholarship. Do you give it to the American kid or the illegal kid? You've got one sandwich. Do you give it to the illegal or do you give it to the American kid? And I can tell you, you got one house. Do you give it to the illegal? Do you give it to the Americans? I'm telling you, time and time again, these people on the left will always pick the illegals. But here's what we need to start doing. Anderson Cooper and all these guys, they live in the big, beautiful, multi-bazillion dollar high rises in New York City. What we need to start doing is filling all of the empty apartments with illegals. Put 20 or 30 illegals to an apartment. And let's see how long Anderson Cooper and all these leftists on CNN and MSDNC, let's see how much longer they're going to be pro-illegal immigration when it impacts them. When all of a sudden, little Anderson Cooper's metrosexual purse dog goes missing one day, then he'll start caring. But until it actually starts hurting the American liberal as much as it is the good people of Sylacauga, Alabama, and Springfield, Ohio, absolutely nothing is going to change. I'm just telling you, nothing is going to change. But this idea that we've got some sort of a moral responsibility, I wonder, where is that in the Constitution? Where is that in the Constitution that we have to turn our country into a third world hellhole? At best, it's already a banana republic because we got somebody out there trying to take out the leading candidate for president. But I want somebody to explain to me why we've got a moral responsibility to take care of these people. How about this? And by the way, and do this. Dylan, I know you're heading down to the Dominican Republic. The other half of that island belongs to Haiti. Now, the Dominican Republic side, it's drop-dead beautiful, beautiful beaches, beautiful people, the buildings, everything is clean. You go to Haiti, and it's a hellscape. Unbelievable. It's the same island, same people. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they want to turn our nation into. There are some very bad actors out there. And they want to do to America what they're doing to places like Somalia and Haiti and all these other third world countries. It's really pathetic. It's really pathetic. Speaking of pathetic, David Muir from ABC News. He's the news anchor. He was the moderator on last week's debate. It turns out that the American people are on to ABC News. The ratings for ABC News are in the toilet. It's unbelievable that people are literally turning off the TV. Now, World News Tonight averaged 6.7 million viewers on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which, by the way, is still vastly more than the people watching Fox News. So just so you understand, cable news only has a small sliver of the American people. So by and large, most people are still getting their news from ABC, CBS, and NBC. So anyway, his average viewership is now down 12% since the debate. And it needs to be down about 75%. ABC News also defending themselves. They're saying that they did not share the questions with Kamala Harris. Well, and that may be the case, but they gave those questions to somebody who then gave those questions to Kamala Harris. That's how that works. But ABC News is in a world of hurt right now. By the way, I want to play this audio. This is just a terrific, terrific new ad coming from Team Trump. And they are really, really honing in on the violent rhetoric coming from the left. Cut number six.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Chris always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, no, I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Kristen Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
When they go low, we kick.
Please, get up in the face of some congresspeople.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
All right, there you go. A new ad coming out from President Trump, again, just illustrating the level of rhetoric and violent rhetoric that the left is using against Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance. Good for you, Mr. President. We need more of these kinds of ads out there. By the way, getting some new intel. This is from Pennsylvania. Charleroi, Pennsylvania, a town of 4,000 people. Kamala Harris has just imported 2,000 Haitians into this community. So again, you're talking about 4,000 people living in this town. Now 6,000 and 2,000 of them do not speak English, are from somewhere else. I am telling you, folks, this administration is evil. Evil. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. At this moment, there is a big interview underway. Kamala Harris doing a sit-down live interview with the National Association of Black Journalists. It's being broadcast everywhere. And it's as softball as you might imagine. Now, remember, about a month or so ago when President Trump sat down with the National Association of Black Journalists in front of that massive crowd and they heckled him, they booed him. The interview was confrontational. It was just nasty. They're not doing it. Honest to goodness, folks, it's almost like you're watching an Oprah interview on Lifetime. And what gets me here, Fox News is actually broadcasting all of this. Really, Fox? Come on. So, again, this happening right now, we're monitoring it, or at least I'm monitoring it, and we will keep you updated on what's going on. She's not being asked any tough questions at all. At all. And that is unacceptable. Now, I will say this, and for what it's worth, I did notice that the National Association of Black Journalists is certainly treating the black candidate with kid gloves, but the white candidate, they threw the book at him. And it does make you wonder what's going on there. Smells a little racist to me, but that's just me. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. President Trump holding a town hall meeting later tonight. By the way, J.D. Vance giving a speech, and he talked to President Trump and got some intel on what happened immediately after that second assassination attempt. Let's listen in.
These are the first public remarks that I have made since my running mate was nearly assassinated for the second time yesterday. And President Trump, I was actually sitting at home in Cincinnati with my seven-year-old, and I get a phone call, and it says Donald J. Trump. So I answer it, and he says, J.D., you're not going to believe this, but they tried to do it again. And I said, no, they didn't. You're joshing me. What's going on here, sir? And he says, no, I was playing golf, and the Secret Service found somebody who was trying to shoot me. And I say, oh, my Lord, sir, I'm so glad you're okay. I mean, are you doing okay? Are you not just physically okay, but everything's fine? He said, yeah, I'm doing fine. And this is just who Donald Trump is. He said, you know, I'm a little mad because I was about to make a birdie putt on the sixth hole, and they wouldn't let me finish. I mean, guys, literally, like, this happened. I mean, he calls me right after. This is 10 minutes after, and he's pissed off that they won't let him finish his birdie putt right after they found a guy with an AK-47. But, by the way, that is kind of the guy that you want to be president of the United States, right? Who's fazed by nothing, who's telling jokes afterwards. I think I was without a question bothered by it more than he was, and I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, 100 miles away from where this went down. But I do think that we should take this opportunity to call for a reduction in the ridiculous and inflammatory political rhetoric coming from too many corners of our politics.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And say what you want to about Donald Trump, that man is fearless. Fearless. To be able to get back out there, he's going to be back out on the campaign trail today. And he knows he is a man on a mission. And it just seems to me that God has a plan for Donald Trump. God has a plan for America. And maybe, just maybe, in Donald Trump's mind, he's come to terms with that. No matter what happens, it will be, you know, this will be the work of the Lord. So I say good for you, President Trump. By the way, Trump did an interview last night on X, and I dipped in and out. It was a good interview. The president, though, talked about Joe Biden and said that President Biden actually called him. Cut number five.
To make sure that, do I have any suggestions or anything? Mm-hmm. We do need more people on my detail because we have 50, 60,000 people showing up to events, and, right. You know, other people don't have that. But he couldn't have been nicer. But I thought he was treated really unfairly. He went through a primary system. He won. And then they threw him overboard. And she got no votes. You know, she got no votes. But she'd be very bad for the country. We have to save our country. We can't play games. And we can't have a Marxist communist president because that's not what it's all about. So we're going to do it. And we're going to make our country greater than ever before.
Good for you, Mr. President. And look, it's true. I mean, when you look at what they did to Joe Biden, they kicked that man out. We cannot forget that there was a coup. And a lot of people forget Joe Biden's still president. Joe Biden may have forgotten he's still president. You know what I find very interesting, though? You know who has not been out on the campaign trail? And that's Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden. No, she has. And by the way, insiders are saying that she is so angry at the Democrat Party and Kamala Harris, especially, that she's refusing to go and campaign for Kamala Harris. I am not surprised by that. There has been bad blood between those two since the Democrat primary back in 2020, and that hasn't gotten any better at all. So I'm not terribly surprised. Also, I'm not terribly surprised that Joe Biden put on that Trump MAGA hat and that he carried a red hat onto Air Force One. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of bad blood there. That being said, we've got to focus because we're going up against a very evil enemy in the November elections. We're talking about a party that has been overrun by demons. And what I'm seeing coming out of the Democrat Party right now, it's just simply demonic. All right, folks, got to ramp it up there. Hey, head over to ToddStearns.com. Many of you have not bookmarked our page. Go and bookmark it. Check it out every day. We have about 9 or 10 stories a day that pop up. We want you to be informed. We want you to be in the know. And the way to do that is to go to our website, one of the top conservative websites in America, ToddStearns.com. Get out there. Have a great one. Be good, America.